for it, tooth and nail, to get things.
Fight for your right to podcast.
Pretty much. That should be a podcast name. Probably is. Almost feel. I guarantee if you searched it, it would
you
be a podcast.
Fight for your right to podcast. There you go. There's your intro.
I'm pretty sure you would.
Just, you know, learn some things on the cello and build us an intro.
Well, the cello lessons would go bye bye. Can't fight.
Well, that's what YouTube's for. Self taught.
Yes. It doesn't really work the same.
No, it doesn't.
The things you can learn from someone who actually knows what's going on and can express what you're doing wrong. All right. Are we ready to talk about aliens?
I thought we just did. Alien abductions.
Alright.
When it would be easier to be abducted by an alien?
Sometimes. Point. Sometimes. Alright. Goal. Under 15 minutes-ish?
All I have is the children thingy and then a very short note about aliens in general in the back. That's it.
Okay. Well.
And mine's a really choppy note, so it's fine.
Timer. Keep an eye on the timer. Because I can set it for the 15 minute thing, but then it beeps every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's a little annoying. I don't know if it's great for the podcast.
Well, you're running the show.
I'm just letting you know. Keep an eye on the timer. I'll keep it on the timer. So we kind of keep an idea of when we need to, like, okay, we need to start wrapping things up. It needs to happen. Just informing. All right. Whenever we are ready, I act like I want to look at the camera. That does not matter.
Also, do you know how you're introing this one? As far as what our topic was actually called.
How did I enter the last one?
It was... I know you're obsessed with Tall Tales.
Welcome to Beyond Our Focus. I'm Stefan, this is Amanda. And this is Unlocking the Beyond, where we delve into the unknown and answer your questions. Today is going to be about extraterrestrials, the aliens. That's probably how I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
My fake one worked out pretty well,
then
so.
Then you got to segue into what we're talking about today.
Okay. It'll be what it is. I'll wing it as your normal, and it'll be what it is.
Okay.
Let me move this closer, because I felt like we were kind of low last time. Because once we actually get, like, where I'm not being loud, and we're just normally talking, the microphone being over here is not doesn't always work out as well. Like, oh.
Okay.
I'll just put more of this on.
Nope. No one needs to hear me. I don't say important shit.
Sure. It's not very loud. Not very loud. Got to be loud.
Dun, dun,
I was like, I know, Stephen, there's no way your phone's at 91%. I know it's not. Oh, that's a picture.
Oh. Good job.
I took some screenshots of some things, so. I screenshot some of my articles.
This one's all yours about aliens.
I don't know. Anyway, I keep on looking at the camera. I'm so used to.
Well, we barely have a audio only.
Well, we'll get more used to it. It's once a week now, so.
This is only the second week.
I don't like that. But I think it has to be that way. Yeah, because otherwise it's a timer. So. No. There we go. Can you see it?
Yeah.
You have to like look at it. You have to make an attempt to look at it, and I don't like.
There we go. That's better.
There. I can just gander over. It's there.
Yeah. It's not like anyone can see you looking at the
thing. Exactly. Yes. Not
we're good. And you straight.
It's habit. It's habit. It's habit. I can't help it.
Okay.
Breathe.
Hyperventilate.
I felt like you breathed in, but you didn't breathe back out again. It's like.
No, I forgot. Go ahead.
Welcome to Beyond Our Focus. I'm Stefan, this is Amanda, and this is Unlocking the Beyond, where we delve into the unknown and try to answer your questions. Today is our extraterrestrial week, so we'll be going over more alien-related stuff. Today's question is, why do we, when you, me, most everyone, think of aliens? Why do we think of them as giant heads, big eyes, little bodies, and either gray or green? Traditionally green.
Little green men.
Little green men. That is the stereotypical alien.
Yes.
If there was ever a stereotypical alien, that is what it is.
Yes.
So why do we think that? And then we're probably going to touch a bit on what we actually think aliens might look like.
Okay. Well, from just searching around as far as the green part goes, it's anywhere you look, they're like, we don't know, it's still speculation, but it pretty much boils down to a 12th century England story of green children of Woolpit.
Yes, the green children of Woolpit. It's all a little tale, but seems to be the oldest tale that we can, that seems to have gotten popular.
It didn't really say as to why it just brought up aliens, but it took place in Woolpit, Suffolk? Suffolk, England? Either way, pretty much a boy and a girl with green-hued skin just appeared in this place, and they spoke an unknown language and would not eat anything until they found, like, green beans, like raw, broad beans, pretty much. But as the story goes, they got baptized. After they got, you know, better food, their skin color changed back to normal. The boy died, and when the girl learned English, she said they came from St. Martin's Land, a place where it's twilight all the time, and they live off green beans. So.
Yeah, so she probably wasn't all together. I think you brought it up that it seems to be that more than likely this was caused by living in the middle of nowhere, living all by themselves, being malnourished, and probably what attributed to the green skin, hence when they ate and got normal food, they probably turned a little bit more normal, but the kid was sick, he died, and she was just kind of insane.
Yeah, pretty much. Apparently afterwards she also became very wanton in her ways as she learned English and just kind of, But people are kind of still kind of confused about the story. They don't know whether it's a folktale, like fairies and everything like that, or if it's just an actual event that happened about sick children that people have just jumbled the events up so badly that. I did learn that an astronomer, Duncan Lunan, in 1966, he thought he was one of the people who added aliens into this. He thought that these two children were accidentally transported to Earth from a world beneath it, and that all they were green because of the plantation they ate on their own world.
Well, according to at least the wiki that I had looked up, it said that once they learned to speak English, they said they were from St. Martin's Land, a subterranean world inhabited by green people.
Yeah.
So that would further entail the, alien-ish, different world, more green people.
Yes. To which, when it came down to when I found articles about people who have read this study or studied this story, it was most likely that they were wild children. They were feral children. And being that they were malnourished, they were confused, they got either separated or pushed out of wherever they came from, got disoriented, and felt pretty much where they came from was another world, another land, because they didn't know any better. They were really young.
So, and that was inspiration for a lot of other little small things, and it seems, at least as far as we can tell, seems to be the big reason green has been attributed to aliens.
Yes.
Other than that, why we think of them the way we think of them? What did you get from that? Because I only have one source why we think aliens kind of in the way that we think of aliens.
I got a couple different things. I apparently forgot my actual notebook that had my other notes in it. But it was, one was just a, one of the first, like, alien, I don't know if you'd call it abductions or just meetings. One of the first encounters, that's kind of how they described it. Another one was, has to do with H.G. Wells and either a, I think a book, either a book or a story or something that he wrote or said about its human evolution. Either we evolved from something that had those characteristics or that we would be de-evolving or evolving into that. The other thing, the only other thing I found on it was that we view aliens a certain way, we show them in films a certain way because we are, all we can really do is look at what we know on this earth and go, oh, this is maybe what it looks like.
Yeah, my biggest thing that I could find was more deals with the media.
Yeah.
Very much the media. The reason we feel we think of aliens a certain way is because, especially in early days of filming, I think the earliest one was, what was it called? Man on the Moon or something? What was it called? I saw something about this. There's The Man in the Moon.
Yeah.
One of the earliest film actually had people from the planet is it was cheap and easy to put someone in a costume with a head and two arms, legs. I mean,
yeah.
There was no CG. It's not like they could do anything elaborate. So the alien had to look more or less humanoid because we didn't have a lot of options.
Yeah.
So you attribute the old tale to greenness and, well, they were look like normal people, apparently, at least for the most part, and they were green. And then the media and movies taking the easy way out and not trying to do something elaborate and limited to our own imagination and being relatable, it seems that aliens look like us because it was the easy way out. For the most part, it was easy to film. It was easy to put on screen. In a lot of ways, it makes people more sympathetic to a humanoid figure. If you're trying to tell a story with an alien, you want them to be sympathetic and not be the creatures attacking, killing us all, which there's plenty of that as well.
Yes. And then we had the transition from green to the grays.
Yes, which is a much more recent development. Yes.
And I believe it had specifically to do with an encounter. I can't remember the name of the encounter. I had it in
You know what? I didn't even get that far.
Oh.
Unfortunately, we went from the green people of Woolpit to what the media says, to just down a fun rabbit hole of what aliens would look like and what we think they would look like and what I read a whole giant article about seven experts and what they think aliens would look like from different worlds. And you want to talk about a whole array of ideas and interesting things that people laid out. It was very fascinating to read.
See, and that's the cool thing, is that I didn't get that far. The most I got to was the whole, how we view aliens and pictured aliens throughout time, it was constrained by what we had on this Earth. Because all we had to do was, we could only look around and go, this must be what everything looks like. So maybe if a planet, you know, somehow had the same technologies and stuff that we did, what advancements could they have? So if it was an insect planet, then they would be bugs, but they would have all of our technology. If they were, you know, I think a couple of the ones that were brought up was a novel that the alien world's plants, that plants had our technology. Another one was, of course, lizard men. Pretty much anything in our world just anthropomorphized. That's how we pictured aliens, because that's all we could do.
Well, see, that was interesting. The article I'd read had went over some different things. For one of the guys going as, it could be literally anything. They could be gas and floating through the world, and we would never see them. And to other people going a lot more, the one I like the most, which is much more logical, was, well, in general, if they were able to develop technology, there's things they would have to have to develop that technology. They would have to have some kind of way to grab things and move things. So they'd have to have some kind of hands with small digits to make small things like we have. I mean, you have to still be able to grab and do. And you think logically about any creature we could possibly think of, the reason they can do the things they can do because they have things that do those.
Yes.
Where, but if you look at most animals, they couldn't do what we can because they don't have hands and fingers. And you're not going to have aliens put, or you're not going to have your local cattle putting together a toy model or something.
And that's where, that's why I had mentioned the anthropomorphized, is because pretty much we're like, okay, so if it's an entire planet of wolves, it means that they have, you know, they're standing upright like us and they have hands like us so that they can do certain things.
It was interesting because it said, well, they wouldn't necessarily have to, they would need to be like us in some ways because it makes the most sense as far as evolution.
Yeah.
At least if you look at evolution on this planet. But when we think of life, we think of, well, even if you go distant planets or different places, that evolution should, in general, be halfway kind of similar to what it is here. Because it is life. It's still growing. It's still doing. So it would still have to, and in order to be intelligent life, would have to take some of the same routes that it took here.
Yeah.
You have a sun, if you have liquid water, so therefore they would probably end up being not 100% like us, but there would be a lot of similarities. Maybe they would have more legs because would we be bad off having more legs to be more stable standing upright? Maybe not.
Octopus
people. Or more. See, octopus. A lot of oracles I came across talked about octopus.
Yeah.
Because they're so interesting in things. But the biggest issue with them is that they live in water for one, and two, can't really do fine tuning with anything. Tentacles can only go so far.
Yeah.
So there's if you have digits, more than likely they would have eyes because maybe they'd be different than our eyes. But if you look at our planet, eyes have evolved quite a few times in a lot of different species, and therefore that seems logical. They probably have ears here in some manner. They're talking about how like the nose and mouth necessarily wouldn't have to be in this particular way, but probably, you're talking about smell, you're talking about taste, eating, sustaining food. So, and they also said that plant life, like large plant life, that since they use photosynthesis, probably wouldn't be plant life because they can't get very large because of that. Doesn't take enough energy to get large. And also the same like bug people.
Yeah.
Exoskeletons, especially when you talk about gravity, unless gravity is drastically different, that they would crush under their own weight. So therefore, that wouldn't work as well either.
It's a very interesting topic to think about and to branch into, because unless we 100% actually meet an alien, we'll never know.
No. So, in conclusion, I think the point of these episodes were supposed to be, which we did not touch on in the beginning at all.
Well, this one wasn't really...
Well, I still think that should be our...
Well, no, I meant as far as, like, this one, our first question really was a yes or a no, and this one's not really. We asked it as why do we think they're green, not do we think they're green, so.
Well, do we think that aliens, I guess if there was the question how we would ask it, would do we think aliens are the way we think of them? Do we think they could be the normal, traditional green aliens, big head, thin? When you think stereotype of alien, do we think really aliens could be that way?
I think aliens... aliens could be anything.
And that's the issue. They technically could be. They could be any way. But do we think there's a probability that they would be that stereotypical big head, big eyes, little bodies, green slash maybe gray? Is that a likely scenario, or are we really think that's stretching to say they'd be so close to us?
I'm going to go with a no. I think they would be different. At least not. I think they would be different enough not to just be the big head, skinny little body thing.
I'd also agree.
Yeah.
I think it's a little, what's the word I'm looking for of us? I don't know the word I'm looking for. But it's bold of us, it's still not the right word, but of conceited, us to think, conceited, arrogant of us to think that they would look so similar to us. So I agree. I personally do agree. I like the scenario that, yes, they would probably share some features with us. It wouldn't be like the most foreign thing ever.
Yeah.
But to think that they would also look almost identical, except a little thinner with a big head, maybe they'd probably have some different things.
Yeah.
Probably. So we're going to go with no this week. Last week was a yes. We think it's possible. This week, in our personal opinions, we're saying no. Right?
No to the fact
that we don't think they would look like the stereotypical alien of which we know. And we should get better at that at the beginning of the show, actually describing what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Well, this question, when we first approached it, was a little different.
So. Yes. Also, stay tuned for at the beginning, the first Saturday of every month, we'll be going over in What's in the Box, all kinds of sorts of fun things. And I think it'd be fun to jump back on this topic. Maybe we'll have any more fun. It's a YouTube show, and this one might be more so than normal, because I'm going to have me and Amanda draw what we think an alien would look like. And we're going to show y'all on YouTube. And we're going to see how that goes.
I hate you.
Because why not? Let's have fun with it. So go check it out on YouTube. As always, you can reach me at Stars Untraveled. Reach Amanda at KZ Pub. Reach the show at Beyond Our Focus on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, podcast services around the globe. And of course, YouTube.
We expect to see you guys' pictures as well.
Yes, I would love for y'all to tell us in the comments, anywhere, somehow, where we can look at it, what you think aliens would actually look like. Because I'd love to dive more into this on, technically next month's What's in the Box. We'll dive a lot deeper, I think. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time. So let us know what y'all think. We'll take it in. We'll read some stuff. And anything else? Till next time, long days and pleasant nights. We cannot keep this under 15. I don't know if it's possible.
We're almost there. And then somehow we realized, oh, that's right. We have to answer a damn question. Well, and then we
realized that was the actual purpose of the show, I think.
And then we realized that.